Well, it's the best time of the year if you're a sports fan, ladies and gentlemen. Hockey, basketball, playoffs, baseball season in full, all the Masters we saw last week, and the PGA. There's no better time right now, especially with the Stanley Cup playoffs, which I think is the best in sports. That's just my opinion. Very familiar territory for our New York Islanders qualifying for the playoffs. We didn't know what was going to happen a couple of weeks ago. Fifth time in six seasons. They've done so. They are playoff savvy indeed. They played this team last year. They were knocked out, what was it, in six games, I do believe. And here to discuss is the great play-by-play man. I think he's the best in hockey, no question about it, in my estimation, is Mr. Chris King. He'll be calling the game for you tomorrow at 5 o'clock from Raleigh over at the PNC Center down there. And a welcomed addition you are, sir. Very exciting time for our Isles. They finished strong as well over the last, 8-0-1 it was, Chris, over the last nine, huh? Welcome aboard.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much for that great intro, as always. And yeah, I mean, honestly, the numbers in April are, you know, have them as the hottest team in hockey. The eight wins led the NHL. The 17 points in April led the NHL. So why not, you know, be playing your best hockey at the perfect time of year, the start of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that's where they are right now.
No doubt about it. And the only faux pas was a loss to the Rangers as far as the shootout was concerned last Saturday. Very exciting game, playoff atmosphere at MSG. You know, I look at this Isles team, the coaching change and everything else, what Patrick Roy has meant to this team over the last 36, 37 games. I also look at a guy by the name of Semyon Varlamov, Chris. He has been very instrumental. A guy that has gone 7-1-0, 16 goals allowed in starting 8 of the last 13. Varlamov has been an incredible insertion from Ra as far as alleviating some of the load from Mr. Sorokin. Give me a sense there.
Yeah, absolutely right, Jay. And, you know, who knows goaltenders better than a Hall of Fame goaltender himself in Patrick Roy, who's won four Stanley Cups as a player. So, you know, he recognized that Ilya was struggling a little bit, and, you know, he has Semyon Varlamov there for a reason. And, you know, for the folks that don't know the background, Patrick Roy and Semyon Varlamov had, you know, worked together previously with the Colorado Avalanche back in 2013-14. That was Patrick's first year as an NHL head coach. Semyon Varlamov broke the franchise record that year for wins for Colorado. He broke Patrick Roy's record, and he helped Patrick Roy win Coach of the Year. So, you know, Patrick's very familiar with him. And when Ilya Sorokin was, you know, just fighting a little bit, he put Semyon in net, and you gave the numbers. He's been on an unbelievable tear. In fact, over his last five games, he's won them all, and he's only given up eight goals against. So, you know, certainly we expect Semyon Varlamov to be in the crease tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, when the puck drops to start the series. And it's pretty exciting because it's also the first Stanley Cup playoff series in the entire league that gets underway. So the Islanders and Hurricanes have the stage all to themselves tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock.
No question about it. Chris King will have the call. We have a flagship right here on the East End. You'll hear all the action at 5. Chris, what turned it around? You know, you go back a couple of weeks, you know, with a kind of roller coaster ride here, winning six in a row, only giving it back, and then all of a sudden they go 8-0-1. I mean, what turned it around? It could have been easy as far as complete dejection is concerned with this team. You know, they were flying high. They lost those games. They gave all those games back. And thus, you saw it in the standings. They had to leapfrog two or three teams even to get into that second wild card position. They finished third in the Metro of all things. But what really kind of turned it around after giving those games back, Chris?
Yeah, I think a little bit of what we talked about, goaltending, certainly, you know, we talked about Semyon Varlamov, but even Ilya Sorokin, you know, he finished strong too. He went 3-0-1 in his last four, so they are totally set in goal. You know, I think the balanced goal scoring is the biggest thing that picked up front, Jay. And, you know, everybody talks about Matt Barzal and Bo Horvat and Brock Nielsen, and you know, they've had great seasons. But to me, the unsung hero of this push that got them in the playoffs is Kyle Palmieri, the Long Island native, the guy that was born in Smithtown and, you know, still resides out on the East End. Unbelievable finish for him as he scored in six of the last seven games. And of those six goals he scored, Jay, three of them were game winners, one in overtime. Two of them were empty net goals that sealed victories. And then obviously in the last game on Wednesday, he got his 30th goal of the season, a big milestone for him to tie a career high and give the Islanders 330 goal scorers, something they haven't had in 30 years. So I think Kyle Palmieri is kind of the secret weapon there, and he's always been great in the playoffs. He was great in the series against Carolina last year, but to have him heat up just at the right time, I think was one of the biggest reasons, you know, that they got that push. As you mentioned, they're 5 or 6 points out of a playoff spot at the end of March, but they go 8-0-1 in April to lead the league, and, you know, not only you get a playoff spot, not a wild card spot, a 3 spot in the Metro, which obviously you want to avoid playing a division winner. You want to stay out of those wild card spots, and that's what they did.
No doubt about it. Chris King with us a couple of minutes. Isles Hurricanes tomorrow at 5. As Chris mentioned, the first one to get on the way in the NHL as far as the Stanley Cup run here. I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of fear the Hurricanes. It's not a great matchup, Isles and Hurricanes. Never is, Chris. I mean, and talking about it on a run they had, I think it's 16-4-1 to finish it up. 111 points, only second of the Rangers, I do believe. But nonetheless, it is what it is. I mean, they are a pound-for-pound incredible team from winger, forward, defenseman to goaltender. Carolina is not weak in a lot of spots.
No, not at all. And you mentioned it, Jay. You know, the 111 points, second only to the Rangers in the division, second only to the Rangers in the East, and third in the National Hockey League. Only Dallas had more points. Dallas and the Rangers are the only two teams that had more points than Carolina's 111. So, yeah, they've got great goaltending. They've got a veteran goalie in Anderson, a young goaltender in Kachetkov. They've got, you know, terrific scoring up front that's led by Sebastian Aho. Yes, he has the same name as an Islander named Sebastian Aho, but this Sebastian Aho is a forward who, you know, leads them across the board in goals, assists, and points. And I think the biggest thing, Jay, they have the most mobile defense in the National Hockey League. All six of their defensemen jump in, create offense, led by big Brent Burns. He's such a force on the blue line. And they just love to shoot the puck from everywhere. And that's what the Islanders are going to expect. You know, shots come from all over. They average better than 33 shots a game. That was third most in the NHL. It is a formidable task, I'd agree with you, but if you look at the season series this year, each team won 2 games. In fact, it was kind of strange in that the road team won all 4 games. So the Islanders won both games in Carolina, the Canes won both games on the island, and even if you look at the playoff series of a year ago, you talked about it, Jay, you know, Carolina knocked the Islanders out in 6. But I'll tell you, of those 4 losses the Islanders suffered, 3 of them were by a single goal, and 2 of them were in overtime. So, I mean, it could have gone either way. If, you know, those overtime games go their way, maybe they win in 6. Instead, the overtime games, 2 of them went against them, and they fell in 6. So these teams know each other very well. There are not going to be any surprises whatsoever. And, you know, I just think it's going to be a great series. It's everything Stanley Cup playoff hockey should be.
I believe Pageau left the game the other night against the Penguins. You have an update on that one, Chris?
Yeah, that's a big concern, Jay. 2 big concerns for the Islanders. Noah Dobson missed the last 3 games of the regular season after getting banged up against Montreal. The good news with him is he did skate on his own Wednesday. So, again, the Islanders were off yesterday. They'll have a practice at 10:30 today. Obviously, Noah Dobson, you know, 60 assists, 70 points for a defenseman. The Islanders have never had that done by anybody other than guys named Potvin, Dennis Potvin and John Potvin, the only other defenseman ever to have 70 points in a season. Yeah. Noah, you know, leads the team in ice time. He leads the team in block shots, and he's an incredible offensive force. J.G. Pageau, for those, you know, who don't follow the team regularly, is one of the most valuable players on this team because he's their best faceoff man, he's on the power play, and he's on the penalty kill, not to mention 5-on-5. So he does a little bit of everything. He did leave the Penguin game in the first period. Patrick Roy had no update on him after that game on Wednesday night, obviously with them off yesterday. They are practicing this morning on Long Island, Jay, at 10:30, and that's when we'll get the update. Hopefully good news on both Noah Dobson and J.G. Pageau.
Last one, Chris. Who starts in goal for the Isles?
Yeah, to me, it's Varley. It's Semyon Varlamov. You know, you have to go with the hot hand, and you gave the numbers, Jay. I told you he's won 5 straight. He's 8-1-1 in his last 10. And he's playing the best hockey of his career. So it's the reason you have this guy around, you know, in case Ilya Sorokin stumbles a little bit, Varley is ready to go. But if Varley struggles at all, then you have Ilya Sorokin, you know, who played the entire series against Carolina last year, every minute of every game, and knows the Canes very well, too. So for now, to me, it's certainly going to be Varley standing in that crease 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Raleigh.
And I think it's the best tandem goaltending-wise in the NHL. It's just my opinion. It all happens tomorrow at 5. Chris with a call. Mr. King, if you haven't heard him call a game, folks, do what I do. Put the TV on, sound off, and let the radio begin with Chris He's the best in the business, and we will be listening, my friend, and hopefully a good long run here. And listen, fast forward, how great would an Islander-Ranger playoff series be? It could happen. It could happen.
That's what we want, right? If they win their opening round series, you know, Islanders beat the Canes, Rangers beat the Caps, and then we're looking at Rangers-Islanders for the first time in 30 years. It'd be nothing better, Jay.